From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Erin McKinstry. Missouri Attorney General Josh Hawley has appointed a St. Louis attorney to investigate claims that Hawley's predecessor withheld evidence in a lawsuit. The lawsuit concerned the fatal shooting of African-American Anthony Lamar Smith by white police officer Jason Stockley in 2011. Smith's family has alleged in a letter to Hawley's office that the city of St. Louis and former Attorney General Chris Koster withheld evidence in a civil suit over Smith's death. Koster was a Democrat. Hawley, who is a Republican, appointed Hal Goldsmith today to investigate. Phone and email messages seeking comment from Koster were not immediately returned. A judge ruled in mid-September that former police officer Jason Stockley was not guilty of first-degree murder, setting off several protests in and around St. Louis. Stockley left the department in 2013. A new lawsuit alleges that Missouri's Department of Corrections retaliates against prisoners who file complaints against correctional workers. Marshall Griffin has more on the suit, which was filed yesterday by a group that advocates for inmates.
The St. Louis arm of the MacArthur Justice Center says in the lawsuit that inmates who file complaints regularly have their cells searched, are denied privacy for phone calls and lawyer visits, and in some cases are transferred to facilities several hours away from their families. Attorney Amy Bryan said in a statement that the state agency violates her client's constitutional rights. The Missouri Department of Corrections said in an email that it doesn't comment on pending litigation. The department has also settled several lawsuits with corrections employees who said they were harassed and retaliated against by supervisors and coworkers. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Missouri elected officials are pushing to expand state confidentiality programs that hide the home addresses of victims of domestic violence. U.S. Senator Roy Blunt introduced legislation today to require federal agencies and courts to accept substitute addresses created through state programs. Missouri is among 36 states with address confidentiality programs. The programs allow victims of domestic violence, stalking, human trafficking, and other crimes to route mail through a state-run post office box. Participants also can use a substitute address in court proceedings or for other public records. The federal legislation would ensure substitute addresses could also be used for federal records such as passport applications, federal court proceedings, and Social Security. Other Missouri supporters include Senator Claire McCaskill, Representative Jason Smith, and Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft. A Columbia man who was released from prison after his murder conviction was vacated is suing the city's former insurer over more than $8 million in unpaid damages. KBIA's Nathan Lawrence has more.
Ryan Ferguson spent the better part of a decade in prison for the murder of Kent Heithold, a sports editor for the Columbia Daily Tribune. In November 2013, that conviction was vacated. In July, Judge Nanette Laufrey awarded Ferguson $11 million for legal expenses and his suffering in a case against police and city officials. But since the Travelers companies, who had insured the city, denied financial responsibility for the case, Ferguson settled for $2.75 million. Now, Ferguson has served the Travelers companies with a lawsuit for the remaining $8.25 million. Ferguson's complaint says the insurance company's actions were, quote, undertaken with an evil motive in violation of the officer's rights. Nathan Lawrence, KBIA News, Columbia.
The U.S. Senate has overwhelmingly approved a North Dakota judge to serve on the 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. The Senate voted 95-1 today to confirm Judge Ralph Erickson of Fargo to the St. Louis-based court. Erickson will replace Kermit E. Bai, who retired last year. President Donald Trump nominated Erickson in June. He's served in various judicial positions for nearly a quarter of a century. The 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals handles appeals from federal courts in the Dakotas, Arkansas, Iowa, Minnesota, Missouri, and Nebraska. Erin McKinstry, KBIA News, Columbia.